October 24th, Providence, Rhode Island. I'm coming to the Uptown Theater, bringing the Golden Retriever of Comedy Tour, and I'm bringing some funny friends. We're going to have a hell of a time. October 25th, the Polk Theater in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm very excited. I haven't been to Nashville in a while. I have a brand new stinking hour for you. Something I don't think you've seen. Golden Retriever of Comedy Tour is coming through Nashville, October 25th at the Polk Theater. DanSoder.com for tickets. Get them, and I'll see you there. Right? I'll see you there. I think I'm seeing you there. Sometimes people have jokes and you don't even laugh. You just go, fuck, that's a good joke.
Oh,
where you're like, Matt, where did you film it in Philly?
At the Helium.
That was at Helium?
Yeah, dude, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You made it look like that?
Yeah, full stage design.
We just were there. He just did a ghost thing. You know that place is crazy haunted.
Really?
Dude, we got to tell him about this. Noel, you got to hear about this.
We can't get in this before I have my dirt cup. Y'all got my dirt cup? That was on my list, dude.
Yeah, that was so funny.
I need my gummy worm.
So before he said that, I need my golden grams or shit's about to go fucking sideways. So we're waiting for Noel, and then his very lovely publicist was like, do you guys have snacks? And I for real asked them. I like in my mind had to do the math where I was like, is this an LA thing? Have New York? Because listen, I will take full responsibility.
Sure.
New York comedians fucked up during the podcast boom. That's why Rogan, Segura, Bert, Tom, all of them, I mean, Theo, they all became multi-millionaires because LA is better at asking for shit that you need and getting like...
Do New York comics not do that?
No, because they think it's like... There's like this.
Oh, it's the
there's
pride.
Like this
the
unhealthy pride.
Yeah.
Where you're like, yeah, bro, I brought my own fucking Dunkin'. And I'm guilty of it too.
Yeah.
But
okay. Sorry, I don't want to cut you off, but is it true? Because I've been told, like back in the day, if you like in the true essence of like New York when it was just like raw stand up,
mm-hmm.
if you came to town and you were like, I have a TV show, everyone was like, get the fuck out right now.
Yeah, well, it was like, I think I was at the end of that, you know?
Oh,
like,
okay.
I was in New York like 07, so I wasn't there at like the peak of the Cellar days like bus balls.
Yeah.
But they definitely, the LA vibe was more, you could tell. Like they would walk in and be hey, they were like very like networky in a way where we were like all shut off. And I would give credit to Ari Shaffir as the guy that bridged that gap.
Interesting.
He moved out to New York and he was like, nah, you guys are way more this similar to us. And like, he was bringing Big J and like a bunch of other comics out to LA.
Got it.
But I always, you know, kind of secretly really admired the way that LA comics would be like, give me that. Because I don't have that. I've never had that. And LA comics would be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Hey, give me my fucking dirt cup.
Yeah.
Where's my dirt cup, dude?
When she was like, do you have any snacks? I was like, that is some shit we should be doing. We're coming in here with we're fucking running on empty. We're trying to podcast. And this is the way to go. Pudding cups for every podcaster.
Wait, how many people like that listen to your show? Do you think it's more listening or watching?
I think we do more listeners.
Okay.
But we get a good amount of people that watch on YouTube. But I've even been told that people that watch on YouTube just put it on and play video games.
Yeah, yeah.
So the watching...
It's pseudo watching. Yeah.
But I do understand people that like to watch. Once the video element was added into podcasting, it's like, yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you watch a clip of them?
Yeah, dude. But
also with AI and shit. Dude, that's what I'm saying. It's death is a FOMO. Some of those premises, I was like, dude.
Oh, thank you, bro.
They're coming true. When you were saying like... First off, the race war shit, you had a line that I was like mad about because it was funny.
Where
you're like white guys get Republican money and then they're like, what's Asian pussy like? And you're like, that's exactly. Because so I grew up in Colorado.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm like moving to New York.
Yeah.
Experiencing it. I was learning shit later in life that people in New York, he's from Queens, that just know.
Yeah.
I didn't know Jewish dudes love Asian women. Until I moved to New York.
Yes, yeah.
I just didn't know.
Yeah.
I knew like Colorado shit. Yeah. I don't know how to tie a knot or whatever. But like I moved out to New York and you just see like Jewish, like very, very Jewish guys with like very Asian women.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you're like,
dude.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then after a while, you're like,
because you know that income.
Yeah, I think it's because they don't have. They're so used to having a mom that's like, "Where are you going? What are you doing?"
Then they just have
a Japanese woman that's like, "I don't care where you are. I love you."
Yeah.
And they're like, "Finally."
Well, this is a good way for me to bring up. You know, we're talking about that. The one that's dangerous for white guys is Filipino women.
Why?
Because they break you dudes like racing horses.
Now, see, I would say I kind of, there's a part of me that just the back of my jaw went, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's that white guy challenge. It's the reason Captain Cook tried to take Hawaii. It's because he goes like, what do you mean there's an island of dancing warriors? I'll fucking go get it. Like, say like a Filipino woman, you're like, oh, will she?
Yeah,
that's, you're probably right.
That's the one that it can't be overcome.
Filipinos, I worked in Alaska for a summer.
Yeah.
I did like up in Anchorage.
Yeah, what were you doing there?
My aunt lived up there. And I didn't want to work at Applebee's.
Yeah, sure.
Because that's what I was going to do.
Of course.
I was going to go back to Colorado between freshman and sophomore year.
You went to Alaska to...
Dude, I just was like trying to find a job. I tried to do landscaping. I tried to work at this other place. And I got hired at a fish cannery, which is mostly Filipinos.
Oh.
So I was, dude, I was learning all... That was my summer where I picked up words in Tagalog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was learning about like... boiled chicken hearts.
Oh, yeah.
Like eating food that I don't think I would have ever. And I was like, dude, Filipinos fucking rule. I'm like all about the Pinot pride, dude. That's why when Pacquiao started going up in like weight classes, I was like, dude, I got my guy.
You started painting on the Filipino colors on your forehead.
Yeah. Like, I was like, dude, soccer. I need a woman to break me down. But is your mom Filipino? Your dad?
The world may never know.
Oh, really? Yeah. I love that. You go, mystery.
Mystery, dude.
You go, fuck it. You find it out.
Dude, I'm in Hollywood. I can't give away secrets.
This is some other LA shit that I never knew about.
Dude, you can't.
New York, we play our hand. I'm holding three jacks.
Yeah.
You go, I don't know what I got. I might discard some of these cards.
Yeah, you got to keep it here so you can get casted. So when the casting director's like, what are you? You're like,
What do you want me to be?
Dude?
Yeah. Ukrainian.
Yeah, what's this for?
Yeah.
I'll be it all.
And you go like, oh shit.
Yeah,
because you were talking, what's funny is something I learned about in New York that when you were asking about someone brought up Albanian.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh yeah, Albanians. And you're like, what a lot of people don't understand is how fucking scary Albanians are.
Yeah, dude.
Like Russians are scared of Albanians.
Yeah.
And I know people in Russians in the comments will be like, nah. But when you're in New York, no one fucks with Albanians.
No.
I had this joke that went viral about pretending to be Russian to get out of a mugging.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, but that the real reason those guys left me alone when that happened was because I was in the Bronx and they thought I was Albanian.
That's crazy.
They were just like, yeah, no problem. And you're just like, I don't even look. I was just like, go to train, no problem. And they were like, any white people in that area are usually Albanians. And they will not. When I was younger in New York, I had a short Caesar cut.
Yeah.
So I could do Russian or plainclothes cop.
So you could just, you're kind of fluid.
That was my, I wasn't mixed race, but I could go
you were a mixed operative.
I go, you think I got, you think I'm going to pull a badge?
What do you think I'm gonna
do? Go, where the fuck you going, buddy? That's what it is. And now that I got gray in my temples, and when I try to, I've always been t-shirt and jeans.
Yeah.
But now I straight up look like a plainclothes
cop.
Yeah,
dude. I mean, if I saw you on a plane with sunglasses.
Yeah, you go, that's a Marshall.
Yeah, yeah. 1,000%. Dude.
Just reach for my side.
Speaking of, I feel like this is you're the perfect person to talk to about this. Because when it happened to me, I didn't really get to talk to anyone about it. I was flying with RFK. I was sitting behind him when the bear story broke.
No.
About
him killing, for people that don't know, a little context, RFK told a story on Roseanne's podcast.
Yeah.
They're just kicking it in the kitchen, eating something. And he tells a story about finding a dead bear. He had to go to an airport. It was like a little kid lie.
Yeah.
Where he's like, and then I had to. But he took a dead bear and just dumped its corpse in Central Park.
Yeah.
And then people looked it up and they found the news story where they were like, bear corpse discovered.
Dude.
It's like I tried to make it. Luckily got mauled.
Dude, it was the most surreal thing ever.
Dude, was he talking? So here's my question for you.
Yeah.
You sit behind him on the plane.
Well, I'm actually diagonal, so I can see through the crack to him. Brother.
No earbuds, because you're listening.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah, or earbuds in, no music, so you
I typically don't have any, and okay. I was just unapologetic. I didn't care. I'm like, I'm watching this unfold.
Yeah.
It was crazy because getting onto the plane, I noticed a bunch of like big ass dudes.
Sure.
And we were flying to Virginia. Okay. So I just thought, oh, it's probably like a military base there or something. Yeah. I'm thinking about it. And then I get on the plane, I'm pulling my laptop to play some stupid game. And then I don't notice him come in, but I feel his weight in his chair. It's just like a...
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? So it just piques my curiosity. At this point, I can only see like...
He's got that fucking tan.
Yeah.
He's got like pro wrestler tan.
Yes,
neck.
He does, dude. Yes, he does.
Where you go like, oh, shit.
Yeah. So I'm just seeing the orange through the gap.
Yeah.
And then his publicist is with him. And she is, dude.
She's in a spin.
It's completely.
I mean, what a nightmare for you that would be if there was a dead, if Noelle had a dead bear story,
if
you'd
just
be on the plane, you'd be like, okay, so, fuck. Dude. I got Howard Stern that says that they'll give you 15 minutes. Were they just spinning?
Brother, she is like full House of Cards. Like, I feel like I have to turn away from you so you can get the vibe. Yeah. And I apologize to everyone watching. It's really lame. I'm about to do an act out on a podcast.
Dude, I'm all about act outs.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
No way.
At that volume.
No way. At that volume. On an airplane?
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
Yeah,
she blows her phone. She makes a call. He's not answering my calls. He's not answering my calls. He fucked me. She said that.
Really?
She swear that.
Oh my God.
He fucked. Oh, that motherfucker.
Yes.
So
yes.
Yelling.
Dude, the fact that you got front row seat, because here's the thing that everyone knows about publicity, you can never let them see you sweat.
Nah.
And RFK did a fine job of getting around that, but his publicist in that moment.
And this is happening on takeoff.
Oh my God.
So the plane is lifting, our internet's about to go out.
Oh.
She's like, it's coming out. Everyone's publishing. I told him, if you publish, you're fucking dead to me.
Yeah,
you're fucking
dude.
Dead to me.
Yeah.
So she's losing it, and then swear to God, he leans over. And at this point, I'm still not believing that I'm in this situation. Yeah. But he leans over and he's like,
it's fine.
It's fine.
You got me, sugar.
It's fine.
I'll handle it. It's fine.
Like he's just trying. He's trying to calm her down.
Wow.
So then I'm staring, and it like you know, it's like, is this RFK?
I think it would have been the voice where I would have gone, dude. That guy does a solid RFK. Like I think that voice. The first time I would have heard that voice, you go, yo, who is doing the damn near perfect RFK? Man,
where are you performing in Virginia tonight?
Oh my God, was this Frank Caliendo? Who's in the fucking front row of me? Wow, that's gonna be okay. And you go, oh shit! Oh my God, you're him,
dude. He stood up to piss, and that's when I honestly, since I saw him. I tamp it down talking bad about him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm not a big guy.
Yeah.
And so because I've brushed shoulders with the devil, now I'll impersonate him, but I'm afraid to talk bad because I've seen it, dude. He will break me.
There's something so funny when you meet someone and you see that they're bigger than you thought.
You're like,
where you go, well, this changes how I talk about them publicly. Hey man, like someone, it's like shaking someone's hand and they dwarf it, and you go, oh fuck! Like I remember the first time I met Rogan, and you just like shake his hand and you feel how heavy it is. You go, yeah, I ain't gonna talk shit about you. You fucking, and you know karate? Nah, dude, fuck that, dude. You like fucking snap my arm and
yeah,
shit.
Dude.
Nope, people forget because of the internet that talking about people can result in stuff. Like the keep the same energy is gone.
Oh yeah,
because people are on the internet and they're like, what are you gonna do? And now these like the young Gen Z people, Gen Alpha, they don't give a fuck. It's season four of The Wire. They're just like, yeah, dude, we're badder than you guys. They're like, you thought Avon Barksdale was bad? Marlo Stanfield's like 20. It's like it's wild.
Careful
to me.
With that one.
What's that?
The hand. It just.
Oh yeah. Trust me, brother. It's the time to hit the hand now.
Yeah, it's back.
If there's time to hit the hand, it's right now. You trying to get subs? Yeah. I can't talk with my hands. I have to keep it in tight. I got to go back to Bill Clinton thumbs.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I'm like, I did not. Oh dude. Man, remember when shoving a cigar in a lady's pussy was the biggest problem? First off, gross.
Yeah.
Cigars flake.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
I don't. Like, are you a cigar guy?
No.
But you've just been around.
I've rolled blunts.
Yeah.
And when you crack one open, you're like, you shouldn't put this. I mean, in high school, that's what I thought. When I was like rolling a blunt in the Monica Lewinsky thing, I was like, what was it? You think it was like a Swisher?
That's how my wife got me. We were hanging out and she was like, hey, babe, check this out.
She goes, and she lit it.
Yeah.
She goes, it comes out of her mouth.
I'm like, you're the one.
Oh my God. You just did the Taiwanese cigar light.
I love you.
I need you in my life. Yeah, dude, that is, do I got a wallet for you? Are you looking for a new wallet? Well, if you are, guess what? Ridge wallet time. I know you heard about them back in the day with Cumtown. That was the original one. But they, because of that endorsement, now these guys doing big stuff. Unique, slim, modern design that holds up with 12 cards plus cash. That's what you want. You want a wallet that holds stuff. License, credit cards, other weird laminated things that might get you into places. Well, you got over 50 colors and styles to choose from. And all Ridge products have a lifetime warranty. That's literally the last wallet you'll ever have to buy, because they'll just give you another one if it breaks. But I don't think it's going to break. For a limited time, our listeners are getting 10% off at Ridge by using the code SOTER at checkout. Just head to ridge.com and use code SOTER, and you're all set. After your purchase, they're going to ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you. You know, even though probably Nick did it first, then on the next round, I'll be like, this time it was Soder. Fall fashion means Mac Weldon. Mac Weldon's here, baby. Comfortable, easy to layer clothes designed for the cooler days and timeless style. I know when you look at me, you go, Dan Soder has timeless style. Or you go, this guy found a way to dress in 10th grade and never gave it up. True, but guess what? Mac Weldon's got stuff that I try. I take a little risks. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks. Mac Weldon's got you. They got the classic pieces with updated details so you don't look like you're living in the 90s like I tend to. But Mac Weldon clothes are designed to fit your style and the demands of modern life. They're looking regular, but feel latest. For over 10 years, Mac Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Fall into comfort with Mac Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to macweldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code DAN. That's MacWeldon.com, promo code DAN. How long are you married?
Yeah, dude.
How long you been married?
Gosh. Such a blur. No, yeah. I think 3 or 4 years now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just had a kid.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, congratulations.
Thanks, man. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Beautiful, all that stuff.
And yeah. Are you sleeping?
As the husband, you're always going to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially as a comic.
Yeah.
You go, yeah, go on the road.
I have to perform.
I got to go do my songs, my joke words.
I have to say stuff tomorrow at 11 p.m. I need 8 hours of sleep.
Dude, it's funny because me and my fiance, when we talked about having kids, we're not having kids.
Okay.
Because both of us work. And she was like, can I be honest with you? You'd go on the road and I know you'd just chill and you'd come back and I'd be tired. And then the kid would get excited to see you. That would make me hate you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, I appreciate that honesty.
Yes, yes.
I appreciate that she was like, I just have a lot of resentment for you. And I'd be like, oh, well, then we'd end up getting divorced. And then we'd be my parents.
Dude.
Where I just fucking, we talk shit about each other through the kid.
It's like, which is, you know, is a classic.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
a classic American family setup.
Yeah, you... Having good communication skills is a Canadian trait. Yeah. Americans, you learn to resent one parent through the other.
Yeah,
and then you learn it's like little mafia meetings all the time. Yeah, dude,
you just become the mediator.
Yeah, where you go, I don't know. Were your parents divorced?
No.
They weren't? They were married?
Well, they were psychologically divorced.
I love that.
Yeah.
Sleep different bedrooms?
Yeah, maybe different times.
I always respected people that were like, we're staying together, different rooms.
Yeah.
And really, I don't like you.
Yeah.
And you go riding out the contract.
Yeah, they would sign out on that bed.
It's so funny. You go, you didn't do the cleaning. I just got in here. It's not even made.
Yeah, well,
did this before the looking at the sheet? Who was there before?
Well, it's your 8 hours, so fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents were divorced, so it was like, every time you hung out with them, they were podcasting about the other one.
Yeah.
Where like they're like, we got an interesting development.
That's part of like my new hours. I joke about like, you know, like I joke about the lineage of family separation in my family. Oh, yeah. And then I'm like, I just say like, my dad didn't leave, but he just told me he wanted to all the time.
There's part of me that I'm mixed on that because I feel like part of me respects that for the honesty, but then part of it's like, well then like shit or get off the pot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah.
Cause like sometimes I think it would be better if people were like, dude, we're just going to divorce.
Yeah. And
like,
bail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go get second husband and second wife energy.
Well, cause then at least in that respect, they would be happy.
Yeah.
And then they're not like sitting with you at a dark dinner and they're like,
no,
it wouldn't be alone if he was here.
Yeah, dude, there is a thing of it, what does suck about that, as I'll tell you, as someone who had watched my mom date, watching your parents have dating energy sucks.
Oh, dude, yeah, watching your dad try to be
like,
cool.
Yeah, dude, they get like lame. Like my dad was just trying to get pussy, and I would visit, and I saw the age where I got too old that he could use me to get pussy.
I saw, like, 12
years old, he's kind of like, I don't know, man, he's like a little guy now. And I was like, yeah, I just want to hang out with you, dad. And he's like, yeah, I don't know, you're not assisting me in any way. But when I was like 8 years old, dude, that was when I was a bar kid. My dad would just take me to the bars and he'd be like, oh, it's my son.
Shit,
and you're like,
dude.
He's just like, do your little routine.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm harmless. My dad doesn't have diseases.
I'm so good at pool because he takes me to the dive bar.
Do you love to come? Because that's all my dad makes ladies do. And he's like, good, peeling me off a five. He's like, good one. Go play Castlevania.
Do the line.
Do it. I go, dad says cunnilingus is second to breathing. And he's like, I didn't even teach him to say that. How you doing? He leans over. Gary.
But come on, Dan.
You go, what's better than making women come? Nothing. Why, dad, why do you have so much money in your savings?
Dad, why do you always pick me up and drop me off at school with a smile?
Thank you for all of your worldly advice about everything of financial.
Looking at some lady.
Yeah, she's like, I kind of like that rap. Let's get dinner. Let's talk this over.
That's
dinner.
Crazy. So the point where you could no longer be the wingman for your dad.
I remember it.
Was he just like, hey, man, go to your room?
Yeah, he was just like, you should go hang out at grandma's. Because my grandma lived in the same town, and he'd be like, yo, you should go stay at Nana's.
Holy
and
I'd be like, shit, man.
Yeah, I kind of thought we'd like hang out and watch TV. He's like, I don't know.
No.
And then he took me to the lake. Like, he lived in this lake town, and July 4th was like the biggest deal. And I remember him being like, where can you hang out?
Oh,
like where back in the day when I was under 12, because I saw him when I was 12. The last time I saw him before that, I was like 10 or 11. And it was still, I was still a little kid enough that he was like, hey, let me shoot pool in the bar and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this time he was just kind of like, I don't know, maybe just go to your grandma's. And you're like, damn.
Oh, that's so cool. Go,
come on, we got one more in us. I'm like trying to talk to him. Come on, I still got my good stuff, Gary. Oh, let me get in there. I can't say my awes. He goes, look, I still got it, baby. What do you want me to have, a lisp?
Dude, that's like I don't know, that's like your big bro, like you play outside with, and then you get into high school and he's a senior. You come in as a ninth grader. You're like, we're in the same school now.
Nah, dude.
We ain't, man.
Dude, my neighbor Crystal, she was so nice to me, and then I went to high school, and she's like, you're a freshman, and you're like, I've known you since you were 10.
What the fuck?
Shut the fuck up. What is this shit?
I remember when you shit your pants once. Be quiet.
You're scared of fireworks. I know that. As a fact. Because I lived next to you for so long.
Damn, man. Yeah,
you believed in Santa too long.
Yeah.
And the activities all like, what about you, miss? Remember who thought Santa was real?
It is really crazy to think about high school, like what it would take to damage someone's reputation. Not much.
Not much, dude. All you have to, you could make shit up where you'd be like, he loves vegetables.
Yeah.
And people would be like, ew.
Bro, we used to roast this kid because apparently his dad was the voice of the dinosaur in Toy Story. I don't even know if that was real. That's not even a
Gilbert
bad thing.
Gilbert Godfrey?
Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be awesome, dude.
I don't even.
I'd be like, yeah, my dad's Gilbert Godfrey.
That's what it was. His dad sounded like Gilbert Godfrey. Oh,
that's so funny. That's even better because you go, you don't even get none of the clout with it. No, he's like, I'm picking my son up. If he came to pick him up, he's like, dad, don't talk like that. He's like, what? What are they making fun of you? Why would they make fun of you? He's like, please stop picking me up at school. They're all roasting me about it.
Yeah, that's your dad. Yeah. That's your dad.
Doing dino arms out of his shit. Hey, this is your dad trying to pick you up from school. That's so funny.
Yeah, we just buy Buzz Lightyears and hand them to him. Dude, be like, names. Hey, man.
Dude, names. Yeah. They go, what's your name? If it's even a little weird, they go, I'm just going to fucking.
It just
dude,
slam you for it.
Here's one no one talks about. Pooping.
Oh, bruh. Yeah.
You'd get harassed for pooping.
Oh, yeah. You had to pick your time to shit.
Dude, sixth grade, passing period. First off, middle school is already terrifying.
Yeah.
Because you're like.
Were you a big kid?
No. I had a big head.
Oh, dude.
Tiny body.
Air nooks.
Nice. How big, what size fitted hat?
Brother, I think at maybe 11 years old, I probably fit like a 7 3/4.
Okay.
I'm not joking. Okay. I'm not joking, dude. Okay. Yeah.
I was a 7 3/4 around sixth, seventh grade.
And everyone.
When I peaked eighth,
yeah.
When I hit eight, a solid eight on a fitted hat, I had to hide it. Like
you're going
like
to Lids. You're going to Lids and they're pulling that shit out the closet.
Yeah.
They're like,
I go, yeah, hey, you man. Got any eights? He goes, damn, we ain't got any eights. I go, shut up. I'm looking for a San Francisco Giants in an eight.
Man, yeah. This kid need an eight.
Holy shit. Your mom stayed drinking. And you're like, no, I don't need you to say that. I need it. Do you guys have it in an eight?
Yo, your hat comes out of, dude. Like, it's a single hat in a box.
Oh, yeah, we've been waiting for you.
We only got three of these a year.
We've heard of stories of your forthcoming. Like I'm a fucking a myth.
My liege.
Oh, the head is here. Dude, the worst was picking a helmet for football.
Oh,
because you would go into the equipment cage and they'd be like, what size hat you wear? And yeah. I'd be like, what size hat? And they'd be like, they would do this. They'd go, I genuinely don't know if we have a helmet big enough for you. And then they'd go into like the very back and get one with like an old face mask and they'd be like this and you'd be like.
No, they got the ones from like, you know, 1940 where it's like pilot's helmet, the Amelia Earhart shit.
I go, am I going to get a face mask? And they go, like, you're a pussy.
Yeah.
You know, that head's big enough you can take those shots.
You'll be all right, man.
But pooping, I remember in sixth grade, I was like, the first time I ever pooped in middle school.
Yeah.
At the school, I was like, I just got to go.
Yeah.
And then I went and then it was like. Enjoying my poop, and then you hear the door open, and you're like, bing. Fuck. And then just two eighth grade, they were older.
What's that? Was that sure? They tapped the bottles together? What's that from?
Warriors.
Yeah, Warriors.
They were like, Daniel, come out to poop.
You're like, oh no.
Oh no. No. But dude, I just heard them, and they were like, oh, look. Someone's pooping. And you're like, no. That will stop you from pooping.
Yeah.
Your butthole will be
still
like,
go back
we're
in your
done
ass.
Here. So I was just, I pulled because I didn't know what's coming.
Yeah.
Because middle school kids will do foul shit. They'll come under. They'll
I
go
was
over.
Curious what they did because my stories, I think, are absurd.
They wetted toilet paper.
There you go. Okay, the wad.
And then they just were like dumping it over.
The wad is
and
so
I was
rude.
Like, I got like sixth grade angry where I go, stop, it's passing period. And you say something and then they go, ah, and then you're like, fuck. And
40 wads come over.
Dude, it's just like our arrows will blot out the sun. It's just like and then it, like that shit would stick on the side of
it's
those
so
walls.
So disgusting, dude.
And you'd be like, fuck.
The funniest shit I think in my high school was the trash can over the
That's a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, it's so
that's
brutal.
Going, you are throwing a nuke at someone if you go trash over the stall. Dude, reaching under is a wild move.
It's so nasty, man.
I remember kids reaching under. I remember one of my friends, the friend that, you know, I think became a heroin addict.
Yeah.
He.
One of them's bound to.
This is America, baby.
Yeah.
And one of them reached under and he just pissed on the kid's hand. And I remember him being like, I remember Scott telling me about that and being like, that's a good move.
I mean, it is.
I'm like, that's quick thing. That's problem solving.
That's just a wit I would not have had.
I wouldn't have. It's like asking for a snack for a podcast.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have. I wouldn't
Which,
have.
Which, by the way.
I am fading.
I need a red and blue worm, by the way.
This is where
red
we find out that you're like incredibly diabetic. Yeah. And I go like, dude, I think I killed Noelle. He's just like fading. She goes, you stupid fox. This wasn't an ego thing. This was a blood sugar thing. And I go, Mike. And then I just, the rest of my life is just comments. You killed Noelle. I'm like, I didn't fucking know.
Yeah, you gonna get him is Dirt Cup Dan, you piece of shit. Look, it's Dirt Cup Dan. Who else you gonna kill, dude?
Oh, cool. Maybe got him a Mississippi Mud. He'd be fucking here with us.
Oh, it's Diabetic Death Dan.
Diabetics are just protesting my shows. I'm like,
get this guy out of our city.
Fuck you. You're probably taking Ozempic.
Oh, you gotta start doing that now that you're here.
No, hell no, dude. Yeah. I'm gonna get fucking naturally fat.
Yeah.
That's how you're gonna know I'm successful. That's what it is. That's like tree rings.
Just the classic.
If I get big, you go, Dan's eating good.
Do you remember when people were like, being mean to Chief Keef because he put some pounds on?
Yeah, that was funny. I thought that was funny. I always like when rappers get fat.
Yeah, I was like, why are you hating, dude?
Yeah, dude, I think it's kind of cute.
It's awesome.
It's kind of cute when rappers get fat because you go, oh, you having snacks?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, no.
He's like, it's so funny to get all that money and you're like, Doritos. Yeah, nacho cheese.
I'm in these streets munching.
Yeah. Ice cream.
Oh, yeah. And also someone that's like cool and tough.
Yeah.
Getting fat is you're like, what are you doing? You want to poke them.
Yeah.
Right? Like when, remember when 50 got fat?
Oh, yeah.
And then he slimmed back down for that role where he played the cancer victim.
Yeah.
But he got
so insane.
But he was so jacked. And then he got fat and you're like, oh, this is fun.
Have you seen those pictures of 50 like 18?
No.
Dude, he looks like a grown-ass man.
Yeah, I mean, he was like, fucking terrifying. I always think it's funny that there was an age of rap where people weren't actually doing it, and then real, street guys came in, and they're like, no, we're actually doing it. And you had to be like, and I said, what? they're rapping, and they're going, and I went on down to the store, and wait, you killed people? Yeah, oops. I always think that's funny because it's like, damn, like Eazy-E came in and was like, no, I deal crap. And they were like, oh, okay, we're just friends that hang out at parties and we sing songs with each other.
You Sean Price fan?
No.
Oh, he's from Brownsville.
Okay.
But that was like he had like this era where he referred himself as the brokest rapper you know.
Yeah.
And it was just such like a fascinating period where he's like putting out mixtapes and he had like a major label deal and then his career kind of taking a turn. And he's just like making albums, just openly being like, I'm selling crack right now.
Like, you can call me.
Yeah, this is a current thing.
And I will sell you. Yeah. I always think it's like, it's funny when you realize like the entertainment industry energy, how quickly you can walk through that if you've been in the street.
Where yeah.
You're like, oh, I had people trying to kill me. And you go, well, we tell secrets here.
Yeah.
You say you're mean behind your back. And they go, I'll just shoot you. That's why it was funny, like Big X the Plug. He's just like, oh, yeah, I'm kind of good at this. I'll just keep doing albums and I don't have to sell drugs anymore.
Yeah.
And then other people who are good. It's just funny that it's like someone that went to like Berkeley or Juilliard is in the studio with a guy that's
thinking
like,
about it.
Yeah. And they're like, I killed a guy. And they go, oh,
real passion.
Okay. I always felt like, that when there was like sex podcasts,
yeah.
You know, like girls talking about sex.
Yeah.
And then you had women that were sex workers
yeah.
starting podcasts. And you're like, that's the podcast version of real.
I had sex in a car once.
Yeah,
and I just had sex with five dudes.
She goes, yeah, I got smuggled onto a boat. And they go, whoa, that was, you know what it was? It was the exact clip because Big J and I talked about it. It was when the girl went on and she was like, I sucked off all the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you that go, was the turning point.
Jesus Christ. That was like the first time someone was like, I killed a guy. And they go, I think he fucking did that. I think he fucking did that shit. And she's just on a podcast going, suck Devin Booker and the entire Suns off. And you're going, holy fuck. And then other girls are going like cosmopolitan lists of ways to drive your man crazy. Yeah. She goes, I don't know, pull up to a La Quinta. I'll blow you. And you're like, holy shit. ZocDoc baby. ZocDoc baby. I don't know why. I love ZocDoc. Because when you got to remember that you got in a doctor's appointment and you're like, dude, I don't want to go do all that. Where do I even start? That's like sometimes the hardest part is finding out a doctor's appointment. You're like, I don't even know who to call. Go to ZocDoc.com. They can give you the doctor's specialist. Anything you need is at ZocDoc.com. I'm telling you, you can book in-network appointments, more than 100,000 doctors from every single line of work. Mental health, dental health, primary care, urgent care, and more. You can filter for doctors who take your insurance and ones that are located right by you. and also ones that are very highly rated. So that's pretty cool too. Once you find the right doctor, you can see their actual appointment openings, choose a time that works for you, and click to instantly book. Appointments made through ZocDoc also happen fast, typically within a day, 1 to 3 days. It's pretty quick. It's pretty damn quick. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments. Go to ZocDoc.com/Soder to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Soder. ZocDoc.com/Soder. But that was like 50, when 50 came out, because he did like the How to Rob.
Yeah.
And he did all that shit. And he was like talking shit where he's like, what are you going to do? You guys aren't real gangsters.
Yeah,
and you're
man.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. That's always funny. That's what I love about comedy, when you hear someone's life and you go like, oh shit.
Oh, and then you just like, you fold up that little idea you had.
Yeah.
You just like, sit next to a comic who's like, yeah, man, I actually did a few years in prison.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it's
but
like.
But then you're like, oh, like it. They're like in India.
Yeah.
You're like,
you go, they don't even have rules there. He goes, I know. Yeah. I didn't eat for 6 weeks. And you go, so that's why you wanted the snack before the podcast. So that's why. That was like Ali, you know, Ali Siddiq, one of the best working comics. Dude. I mean, he's like unbelievable. I love Ali Siddiq.
Yeah.
And,
amazing.
And every time I've hung out with him, there always is this moment where he brings up something where you go, yeah, I'm a white kid from the suburbs.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I can complain about my parents being divorced all I want.
Listen, I'm not going to put Ollie's business out there because, you know, but, you know, I know Houston Comics.
Yeah.
And they just tell me, like, the secondary stories. Maybe this one's safe to put out there.
Okay. We can edit it out if you feel later.
No, I mean, I'll put it in sanitized terms.
Okay.
So someone was heckling him a little too aggressively.
Okay.
And basically, the person telling me the story was like, I think this person thought because Ollie is, you know, a smaller stature.
Sure. Shorter man. Sure.
That Ollie is somehow not about it.
That man has not listened to any of Ollie's previous works, because the things he talks about are very real.
Yeah.
And what he talks about is, in one of his first specials, is whooping a dude's ass over the span of 15 years. Every time he'd see him in the street, he would just fuck this guy up.
So
that's the kind of mentality that you don't fuck with someone like that.
Yeah. So someone told me that, Ollie pulled this man out after the heckling. Just very, you know.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
And he said, that guy found out.
Oh, my God. There's nothing worse. There was this kid at my high school that was Russian. Because we had, at my high school, we had International Baccalaureate.
Yeah.
Which was like advanced classes. So we got a lot
that
of like.
Crazy. That's like a Star Wars Academy. That
yeah,
is
but
nuts,
it was like
dude.
Crazy. My high school was so big
yeah.
that it was like people were siloed into different things. My high school was like, I think 3,200 kids.
Okay, you're like the first person I've met that is in this range. You know, I met up with a high school buddy. I always thought our class was 1,500 the entire school. And my buddy from high school corrected me. He goes, no, bro, that was our graduating class.
That's insane.
1,500 kids.
Mine was 800, and that is, like, that's half of yours.
Dude.
And ours was, I was at high school graduation going, never heard of that kid. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm in line going, who's this kid?
Yeah.
4 years, I've never seen this kid.
Well, that's where my Asperger's, because I knew everybody.
You're like, I know all their shit. Yeah.
They could line up the whole school, and I'd be like,
you have a cork
Adam,
board?
Courtney,
you
go, I could, Eric. I could,
show me just
the backs of their heads.
Yeah, the backs of their heads.
Show me the earlobes. I got them all.
I got them. Clock it. There you go. Dude, Noel's got this skill.
The
if
principal?
He sees their earlobe, oh, fuck. But, dude, there was this Russian kid that came because of, like, you know, he was like really good at the sciences and the maths,
yeah.
But he did Russian sambo, like sambo fighting.
Oh.
We had our Asian clique in our high school was very dangerous. Asian pride.
Oh.
Do not fuck with
oh,
them.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They would have like Fast and Furious cars, but they would also have, dude, this is a real thing for my high school. People that went to high school with me will
corroborate
the story. When I was a freshman in high school, where I grew up in Southeast, I grew up in Aurora, which is like Southeast Denver.
Yeah.
Right. And so what you do is out like Southeast of Aurora, it's farmland.
Yeah.
So we genuinely had cowboys at our high school. We had farm kids that would like drive to our high school, but they would wear cowboy hats and shit.
They're 13.
They weren't posers. They were like, I work on the fucking my dad's ranch out east of Parker. And you're like, holy fuck.
Opens a book.
But this,
sorry, I'm just picturing him. He's fucking, I don't know, a dinosaur. He's like, man, what the hell?
Made up. He goes, when are we going to learn how to, when are we going to learn how to change horseshoes? And they go, we're learning about science. But this kid, you know, probably racist.
Yeah.
Said some shit to the Asian group in my high school.
Yeah.
And my friend's older brother took a metal baseball bat to him and like paralyzed him. So it was like, you do not fuck with these kids. Like, they are fucking terrifying.
That minute that steel bat came out, the people around, this the closing window of, he's not gonna.
Dude, the contact, the noise a metal baseball bat makes where it goes, kink! Yeah. When you hear an Easton go, even watching baseball, it goes, kink! And you go, ah. I don't even like watching college baseball because I'm like, ah, that shit, fucking, that sounds like it comes off violent.
When it hit that skull, there was, it was slightly muted.
Yeah, like, dunk, dunk, yeah. But you still hear the metal, and you go, oh! You're
like, oh, shit.
So that group was, like, notorious. You just, like, didn't fuck with them.
Yeah.
So they would bully people.
Yeah.
They would, like, and they bullied this Russian kid. They were like picking on him. Dude, they fucking locked before gym class, locked the door. This fucking Russian kid beat the shit out of five of those Asian pride kids. Oh my God. To the point that it was like known in our school. This was my junior year. It's known in our school. The football team, I was on the football team. They went and recruited this kid.
They're like, yo.
And we were in stretch lines, and our coach was going, he beat the shit out of five kids in the locker room. That's the kind of energy we want on this football team.
Leave it to a high school coach to take it too seriously. Dude, where the fuck is that energy?
That's exactly it. Dude, I promise you, I will reach out to Danny, my best friend who's on the football team, and he'll tell you, Chad will too, that happened. This guy was like, this guy beat the shit out of five people. I don't know if it was my sophomore or junior year, but dude, then this kid was ass at football.
Oh, of course.
Because he's just like a Russian kid. Yeah. He's like it looked like Khabib.
Yeah.
He like kind of had the Dagestani thing or whatever, but he was like already grown a beard. And then I just remember he had an old football helmet on and he was like, I run over there. And they're like, run over there. He's like, okay.
And he kind, did suck. He have kind of like a but wobbly
he,
run?
Yeah, he couldn't run. Yeah. He didn't run cool.
Yeah.
He didn't have like the athletic run.
His little side to side.
But no one wants to critique him because you're like, that kid will fuck us up.
Yeah. Then the coach is like, he did beat the shit out of five Asian kids.
That's like everything, dude. We all like, dude, where everyone's like trying to be friends with him. We're like, hey, Mikhail. And he's like, oh, dude, you're like, this kid's badass. But it's funny because in high school, you were like, that story before the internet got around by the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like 3,200 kids knew this Russian kid had kicked the fuck out of five kids.
If he did that now.
That's awesome.
And went to Snapchat.
Oh, my God.
He'd be on, posting L's on Twitter. Yeah.
I'd be on a subreddit watching like cringe TikToks being like, oh, that dude gets. Because, dude, the amount of fights online, that's always a joke that I've seen stand-up comics do that I truly agree with, where it's like, I don't want to fight because what if someone records it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to, obviously think about getting knocked out, but think about being winded.
Oh, no, dude, that's the thing that, you know, think about Logan Paul. It took him years to erode. He tried to embrace it. That high-res image of him getting...
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's like, nah, man.
It forced him into boxing.
It forced him to like really go on an arc.
Yeah. Where now he's like, dude, Logan Paul, as a wrestling fan, I'll tell you, he's great.
Yeah.
He's like good at in-ring shit.
Yeah.
But you're right. They're like, people don't forget the internet. No, like getting punched. No. I think, what do you think is the worst case scenario being filmed and it having it online? Between pooping your pants, being racist, losing a fight, crying. Because crying, dude, if Katie broke up with me and someone was filming it, I was like, you can't fucking do this. If that went out.
Oh, like hysterics.
That's what I mean. Like breathing weird crying. Not like a single tear pollution on the planet. I'm talking about like honking.
All right. I feel like hysterics, you maybe get a pass because I feel when you see a dude in hysterics, there's a bro part of your brain that goes, Someone should have turned that camera off.
That's the only humanity in you. You
go, yeah, it's like,
let a man have his privacy.
You're like, what the fuck, man? Yeah, who's putting this on? I feel guys get weirdly, you know.
Yeah.
They used to use ass crying. Hey, man, leave it alone.
Hey, he's going through some. He's a cancer.
Yeah.
That's what we start doing. That. He's Sagittarius. Stop.
Stop it, dude.
Stop it, his Mercury's in retrograde. That's the only time we go for that. To just support a friend. Hey, dude, you don't understand. His blood sugar's low.
Yeah, dirt cup, man. Come on, man. He's diabetic. Give him a fucking break. What the fuck are you on right now? You've cried before, bitch. Why are you talking slick, man?
Stop being a dick.
I think let me combo it.
Okay.
I think getting your ass beat and somehow your pants falling down in that process.
I think he nailed it. Noel might have just nailed it because there's that video of the guy whose kid got bullied. I don't know if you saw this.
Yeah,
and then he goes to confront the kid and he's like yelling at the kid. I'll find the video so you can edit it in. He's awesome. Like when we talk about a video, he'll edit it in and post. Where like, but this dude, his kid gets bullied. He goes to school and he's yelling at the kid and another kid fucking yanks his pants down and he has no underwear on and his dick is tiny. And you're like, oh, now we know your dad's got a little dick too.
That is a nuclear missile.
It is.
For that kid's reputation. It is.
It's worse than when people get slammed on the ground and they try to act like it didn't hurt. You know, they get back up and they go like,
I'm good, bro.
Where they get knocked down, they go like, I don't know. What are you doing?
You know, and that was bad too because when you start trying to, it's cool. And when strangers start grabbing you, hey, bro.
The guiding you?
Yeah. They no. You lost it, man. It's okay.
It's like walking over there. Goes,
when four strangers try to huddle you.
Dude.
Brother, just stay here.
It always happens in the parking lot of the gas station.
Yeah.
Not where the gas pumps are. But where the cars are, you will see that is 90% of where you're going to see videos of people getting slammed on the ground and trying to stand back up in a respectable way. Just stay on the ground, have a cup of water.
You reminded me of a really niche. This one I've had difficulty finding. Okay.
This is where we're at, by the way. It's no longer porn clips. It's people getting fucked up.
Yeah,
clips.
It's niche punch out clips. Yes, dude, niche knockouts. Yeah. That's a new Twitter account, or X, excuse me.
Yeah.
New X account, you can make it niche knockouts.
Niche knockouts is, oh my, that's like higher quality.
Dude, this is maybe 480p max. This was filmed on a flip phone, for sure.
I love it.
It's two guys probably in their 40s, and they're chirping a guy at the pump.
Okay.
They're drunk.
Okay.
They clearly like got hammered. They went to the gas station, probably get more. And for some reason, they're just in this guy's ear at the pump. And the guy at the pump is like, you don't want these problems.
Oh, dude. My God. There's nothing that I love watching more than a video where I know a man is confident in his fighting abilities. Yeah, and I can tell before the people that he's about to get in.
He's like fed up.
Yeah.
And he's trying to give them a chance. And they keep going. And these guys had clearly come from, they're dressed nice. I believe the guy at the pump, he's just kind of sweats.
Sure.
One of them keeps going and he's like, all right, pow, clean knockout. Just
out.
You know, yeah. Probably
with the arms bent weird.
Yeah.
Action, he's got them cerebral palsy arms. Yeah. He's like,
action figure him, inverted fists.
You hit him where he's gonna need those arm crutches. Yeah. Where he's like, when they just look up and they're like that dentist fucking breathing.
Oh dude, and when his skull hit the pavement,
he lost
function in his left toes.
There it goes.
So then his boy, also drunk, is like, hey, you didn't just fuck my boy up like that, bro. I'm finna fuck.
Yeah.
And guy at the pump goes, all right, man. Boom!
Yeah.
Then the two of them on the pavement. And I believe he just like racks the pump and gets in his car.
And then just waking up and being like, but like next to your friend and being like, did we win that? What happened? Did we win that?
Have you ever passed out?
Oh yeah, dude. I've passed out because of substances. But in seventh grade, we used to do the pass out game.
Oh, dude, the pass out
where
sleep.
You're like, dude, like,
Then
I was showing kids. I swear to God, I remember this. Shout out Casey Kiggins. I hope you're alive and good. Because she was like, "What do you mean you do a pass out thing?" And I was like, in front of my seventh grade science class, I go, "You go like this," and I went. And then the next thing I know, I'm getting up off the ground. And I'm like,
and you
like tasting metal. I was like,
You felt like you slept 8 hours. Is it Wednesday?
Oh my God, I'm refreshed. Yeah, but the pass out is so dangerous.
Yeah, but I was just gonna say the pass out sleep is incredible.
Oh yeah,
I was one of those groomsmen compilations.
Oh yeah,
I passed out on my buddy's wedding. Yeah, so why? I was a groomsman. I locked my knees. Yes, dude, I locked my knees. So embarrassing.
People don't realize that if you're like starting to do comedy or you're performing on stage,
move. Yes.
And what I heard early on is if you just bend your knees a little, even if you're just standing there, you bend them a little, you're fine.
Yeah.
You'll like get the buoyancy.
Yes.
When you lock your knees, there's something about it.
So what was really funny was his brother is a firefighter.
Okay.
So I lock my knees and I feel my body start getting cold.
Yeah.
And they're at the valves.
Oh no.
And I just look over my shoulder. Oh,
no. Did they write their own?
Huh?
Did they write their own?
No. It wasn't lengthy.
Okay.
Because thank God.
You don't need her going like, with every sunrise.
Dude.
I
thank God to every day that these two, I love them to death. Shout out Paul and Jill. They're just so chill as people.
Yeah.
You know, their vows are very just like down to earth, straightforward.
I ain't gonna fuck around on
you. Yeah, like
you.
They have nothing to prove.
Yeah.
It's like we love each other, man. It just is what it is. Yeah. So I'm watching them do this and my knees are locked. I look at his brother and I go, hey man, I'm about to pass out.
There's something about saying that casually that is so funny to me about going like this. Yeah, I'm about to bang my head off the concrete.
Yes, yes. And then his brother clicks his tongue and goes, man, you're about to fucking pass out. Shut up. I said, nah, really, I'm about to pass out. Just like
dude,
that.
Dude, that's yours right now. Lights are about to go out. All right, bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Dude, they do the I do's. They kiss. They turn. They're walking down the steps. Everyone stands up. We are parallel. And it was like my brain knew. Now's a good time.
Yeah.
I'm waking up on my back with my legs in the air. And because my buddy's brother's a firefighter, he just... to my back, lift my legs up, and he was like returning me to consciousness within 10 seconds.
That's great. That's the best person you want around for that.
So the only people that saw, it was like his like cousin's like dad, so it was like his uncle.
Sure.
And like one or two other people.
That was it?
Yeah, but I knew his uncle, and his uncle comes over, and he's like, hey, man, you need some water. Man, the road just...
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. What the fuck is wrong with you? But what's crazy about that is getting saved at that moment.
Yeah.
Cost you everyone knowing about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's like, you know, in movies where they snap someone's neck and they lay them down? Where they go like, shh. Like, where they're trying to get past the guard?
Completely.
It's like the reverse of that, where he, like, brought you up, like, shh. And, like, snapped you back, and he's like, go. Dude, about to pass out...
is the craziest feeling.
It sucks. It sucks, and I feel bad when people around me do it. One time we got high. She's going to kill me for telling this story. We were at Zany's in Nashville. After the show, we were just smoking weed in the green room. And my fiance, she smokes weed.
Yeah.
But I was smoking a lot of weed.
Yeah.
And we were with like a couple other comics that were smoking weed. And she was like, and I just saw her, and I was like, do you want to go outside? And she goes, yeah, we should go outside. And then we went outside, and I got so high, I was like, oh, the Uber took a wrong turn. And then she passes out, and her friend was right there to grab her.
No.
Man, nothing made me feel worse than not. Then I was looking at the Uber instead of checking on. Dude, that haunts me. That still haunts me that I was like, what a shitty boyfriend. And I was like, this guy took a left. And then she's like, oh. No.
I just feel that's classic dude shit, though.
Yeah.
You go, always on your phone, and your lady's getting mugged.
I look over and go, wasn't Katie here?
Yeah.
It's over the shoulder of a guy. He's like running away over there. You're like, oh, fuck.
Yo, that clip of you guys arguing about in the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
That was
the one where I felt bad for putting that out because I was like, I'm kind of a dick in this clip.
No, dude.
She was like, but those are the, we don't fight. Those are the arguments we get in.
Sure.
She goes, it's not in the hotel. I go, it's in the hotel. It's not in the hotel. It's connected to the hotel. She's like, it was in the hotel. I go, it wasn't. Because you walk in the lobby, you still got to go through a weird fucking side thing to get. Shout out that Bennigan's, though. We're coming back, Iowa.
Yeah.
We're coming back.
I just had to say, I sent it to my wife. I was laughing. I was like, dude, you're Dan. and she was shout like, out, she
dude.
Was like,
she gets it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Mrs. Miller, dude, yeah, yeah. She gets it.
I don't know. Alina, you guys would have a great time arguing the semantics.
Well, dude, Katie crushes me. She's way smarter than me. So she'll like, I'll walk myself into a trap and then she'll go, got you. And you're like, God damn it. And it took me a while to get over the ego of it where I go, you're cunning.
Bro.
Clever girl.
You know, I've built up an ego about watching movies.
Sure.
And explaining things.
Yeah.
That now I have this like cunt attitude like in the middle of the film where Alina will be like, wait, but didn't they? I'm like, no. And I'll say very confidently what the plot is. And she'll go, like the other day we're watching the new Alien series. Dude.
Don't say anything. I'm on the last two episodes.
I'm not
the
even that far in.
Last night.
I'm not even far that far
How
in.
How fucking great is it?
Oh, love it.
And then I get all these people in comment sections that are like, it sucks. It's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, nah, man.
As a lifelong fan of the franchise and a guy that loves Noah Hawley, it's fucking unbelievable.
I mean, for sci-fi, it is very
good. For TV?
Good. For TV and sci-fi, very
Well, you're
good.
Not doing a movie?
Yeah.
Every week is a movie.
Yeah.
When they explain what happened on the ship with the
No, no. I am just into the first episode.
All right. We're going to be texting about this.
Yeah, 1,000%.
I'm telling you right now, it is. I am so excited. I'm starting the tour this week, and I'm more excited to finish the season of Alien.
Yeah, yeah.
That I'm like, I got to get home so I can watch it.
Oh, yeah, bro.
And there's too many bugs. Katie hates bugs. So it's too many bugs
in
the show.
Wait. Alien Romulus?
Mm-hmm.
We watched that when Alina was 8 months.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, no, no.
You know what's funny,
though?
You
can't watch an alien movie while your wife is pregnant.
Dude, this is how like ice cold she can be. She's like watching like the baby get ripped out. And I look at her.
Romulus at the end.
I looked at her to see her vibe. And she just looked at me. And she's like, hilarious. Like,
no, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no.
But then the part that grossed her out was when the alien breastfed.
Oh, yeah.
She said, uh-uh. But that was the one where she goes, nah. Turn it off.
I love that.
Turn it off.
That's that weird. That's at that end where it's weird. And all of a sudden you get an NBA center just walking around in like a gravel pit. And you're like, this is
and
fucked up.
And then the
up.
OnlyFans girl walking up like, hell yeah.
Dude, we watched that. Me and Saint Germain went and watched that. And his wife was like picking us up and she got into a car accident.
Yeah.
As the end of the movie, it wasn't a bad car accident. It was a fender bender.
Yeah.
But it was so funny to watch Dan go like, Romulus is ending. And he's like, my wife got into an accident. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, there's like too many things going on.
And you're pushing it. Like, just finish that. Just two more minutes.
It's funny you say that about the ego thing because I love sports.
Yeah.
I'm a huge sports fan. But Katie works in sports.
Yeah.
So I had to lose the ego of.
Oh, real quick.
She knows names better than I do. She knows stats more than I do.
She knows ball.
She knows ball.
Just generally.
She just knows ball.
Yeah.
She is a baseball enthusiast.
Okay.
And I'm getting back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And Big J had the perfect line on me where he's like, you're the only couple I know where the wife goes, I gotta go in the other room and watch baseball. I can't watch this shit anymore. And it's like me being like, Fine. I'm gonna watch my stories.
And just turning it up and it's two naked guys.
Watching wrestling. And then she's like, I gotta go watch the Padres. And I'm like, but letting go of like, there'll be moments where I say a name wrong and she corrects me. And when we first started dating, I'd be like,
yeah.
And then I have to let go of the ego and I go, no, you're right.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
I'm yeah.
Like, oh, okay. It's you, Darvish. Got it.
That's, you know what I mean? That's basically me now because with TV.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my wife is just better at listening.
Yes. Women are better listeners. They also understand pronunciation better than men. We just like blaze through it.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's not how you say that. And you go, fuck. Fuck. And I like, I don't know why. I think I grew up with a.
By the way, this segment is called Wife Glazing.
Yeah. This isn't even going to be released.
Yeah.
We're just clipping this and sending it to our respective ladies.
Yeah. This is to let them know that we think about them on the job.
Mm. I'm across the country missing you, girl. Yeah. Mike, clip it. And they're going to get down and she's going to be like, I miss you. And you're like,
after I have a really good set, I sit down and I go, what is my wife doing?
Yeah. I bet her night was hard. I bet her night was hard. Clip it. I hope she gets some sleep tonight. Clip it. Thanks for walking the dog. Clip it.
Yeah. Now I'm seeing if you two had a kid, it'd be a nuclear bomb. In there.
Oh, yeah. It would blow it up. I'm too immature. And she
well,
would
also,
have
you'd come home with like, you know, trading cards and figurines and shit.
My kid would be like, this guy always has presents.
You just yell at me and make me eat shit.
That was the difference between my mom and my dad.
Mm.
My mom was the disciplinarian and my dad was like, when I go visit him in San Francisco, he'd be like, you want to go to the toy store? And you're like,
yeah.
Absolutely. And now even talking to you, I've realized he was just buttering me up to help him get pussy.
Of course.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
This guy, this was a, I was a mark the whole time.
Dude, a sham from day one.
I thought we were cool. I thought we were father and son.
Man, I feel bad. I wanted to bring some Magic the Gathering cards so we could bust them open on. Yeah. But you know,
dude, the card thing is fun. We just started fucking around and doing that.
Yeah.
And people were like, got really into it. And what's funny is I disappoint a lot of people because they'll be like, so did you ever open like a Fleet 93 and you go, oh, I don't actually like care.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just funny to make fun of old players and they'll go like,
what?
You'll be on the road and they'll be like, fine.
And they're just putting away a collector's box.
Dude, card people, that's why those Pokemon videos are so viral right now.
Yeah.
You know, when like, they have like a nervous little girl come and you go like, oh, you're trying to get it. And then they'll give it to
oh,
her.
Oh, yeah, another one you're talking about.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And because we do need kindness content.
We definitely do.
And that's one of it where they'll be like, I don't have any money for this. The guy's like, here's your Charizard.
And they're like,
it's on me. And they're like, thank you. I'm nonverbal autistic. and you're like, this is the nicest video. Card people, I think, and I could be wrong. In general, what I've come across, they're very nice.
Yeah.
But they'll show up and they'll be like, I'll be on like a 4-city run and they'll be like, here's a box of cards. And you go, I can't.
Yeah, I can't take this with me.
I don't have that. And they'll go like, oh, I hid it from my grandpa who fought in the war. And you go, well, now I'll take it. It's like traveling with a carry-on and they're like, sir, you only get two. And you go, this is a classic Fleet from 1988. Yeah, dude, it's
wild.
That's
too bad. I heard this Asian kid to sit in a truck from Milwaukee to bring it to me.
Oh, dude, I meant to tell you in Death is FOMO, you do a great Philly accent.
Oh, bro, thank you, man. Shout out to my tour manager, Tom. I was actually talking to McCusker about this.
Yeah.
He infected me with the, now I understand it'd be the Delco.
Yeah.
Dude.
Dude.
Yeah.
They got dude and they got dude in water.
Yeah, water.
Water's the thing. Because I didn't even realize, this is another thing where you don't realize till you move, like, I didn't know Philadelphia had an accent.
Yeah.
Until I moved to the East Coast and became friends with a bunch of Philly guys, and they were like, oh yeah, we got that Philly accent.
Well, then the other one that's like really subtle is the yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a run where like last year, me and my tour manager, we were on the road so heavy that I would be catching myself at home being like, yeah, dude, this fucking...
Yeah, you don't even fucking know what's going on. I got fucking friends down there.
And you're like, why am I talking like that?
I'm literally pulling my tongue out of my head like, what?
What's crazy is I didn't realize that it's called a mid-Atlantic accent.
Mm.
So why it's called that is it's the Philly accent is similar to the Baltimore accent.
Oh.
And you don't even realize that.
Got it.
Because like Stavi and shit, when he does it, he'll be like, yeah, the fucking Ravens, they were fucking supposed to win. And you're like, oh, it's very similar to like.
Super. Yeah,
if Jalen Hurts wasn't on my team, I'd be fucking calling him different names. And you're like, but I love, Philadelphia is a thing about East Coast. Where did you grow up?
I pretty much grew up in L.A.
In L.A.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, what I like about East Coast audiences and what I learned moving out there is, like, they're tough crowds, specifically Philly, Boston, New York. But when you win them, like Baltimore and shit, they're, like, the best audience.
Oh, dude, yeah, yeah.
It's like having in-laws from Boston.
Yeah.
It's like, once I won them over, I'm like, you guys are the best.
Well, I also love their cynicism.
Yes.
And, like, their anger.
Yes, and, like, the sarcasm. It's Bill Burr energy on everybody.
Bro, and like...
Where you're just like, why are you doing that? Like, no, why are you fucking doing that? And you're like, I'm sorry, I didn't know this was a thing.
I realized so much how... I don't know. It's funny because as I started doing comedy, I would get people coming up to me and they're like, you East Coast dude?
Yeah.
I'm like, no. They're like, oh, really? I would sworn you were East Coast dude. And I think it's because like I have that cynicism.
Yeah.
And then out here, I struggle so hard because for a while, I was like, take it out on audiences.
I get that. I
would just open with that bit about being molested. I would open and that's just wild. Burn bridges.
Yeah, and people are like, whoa.
Yeah.
And you go, well, I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah.
You realize you can go dark too quick.
Yes.
You realize that it's like there is a reason why you go, maybe I should throw one or two out there.
Yeah.
Because I would do that too, and then you go, I'm sorry. Did I bring it up too quick? Yeah. I fucked up.
But I feel like on the East Coast, I could go out there and be like, I'm glad you're all here. I want to talk about being molested. And they're like, ah! this fucking guy.
Who got you? Got your girl. I'd be like, oh, fuck. You guys are
fucked
up.
Special. We're Catholic, man.
Everyone went to church, you fucking weirdo. But what's funny is I have a hard time adjusting when I come out to L.A. It takes me a day or two to, like, even when I go visit my mom in Colorado.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about things you don't notice about Philadelphia. I've lived in New York for so long now that I'll do the New York, the yeah, yeah, yeah. I didn't realize I did that. Where my mom would be like, I go, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's like, okay.
Oh,
I'm telling
wow.
you. And you don't even realize
yeah.
it. Also, I didn't even know that was the why Karen O named the band that. Because people in New York go, yeah, yeah, yeah. When they just like say shit. The yeah, yeah, yeahs are named that. It fucking blew my mind. But I didn't realize I do that where I go, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got it. Like, move on.
Dude.
Because they're like trying to hit A, like on a video game where you're trying to skip a cutscene.
Yeah,
you're like, go, go, go. I got it. I got it. Let's get to the fucking task.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Mike watched it at the hotel on Monday night where we're checking in and a dude was staring at me. And I just go, what's up? And the guy goes, whoa, bro. And I go, can I help you? Why are you staring at me? And he's like, bro,
I listened.
We got the elevator and I was like, dude, sorry. I was like embarrassed in front of him. I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. I don't know. I was kind of a spaz on that because we're just in line in the elevator and dude's just fucking staring at me. And I was like, what's up? And he goes, I don't know. And you're like, we should be asking these questions.
Bro, because I was talking to my boy the other night. He was doing a show at the Improv. Named Saib. He was
dude,
like,
Saib is
Saib's
the fucking man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, we did the worst weekend in Syracuse. Together.
Oh my bad. Please cut that out. I didn't realize.
No,
I should have assumed you guys knew each other.
Saib's the fucking dude. He's the man.
Yeah, yeah.
We love that guy.
Yeah, no,
I like
man.
Keeping that in because then people will go look for him.
Yeah, yeah. No,
and
no.
See
no,
how
I'll,
fucking funny he is.
I'll get it clean. There's an LA thing. Right, really?
Can we get that clean?
Yeah, yeah.
Guys, get room tone.
I'm about to do it. I'm really about to do it. So I was on my boy Saib's show the other night. Shout out Saib Singh. Go look him up.
Saib Singh is fucking funny.
Hilarious, dude.
He's fucking funny.
We were about to go on stage, and he had just flown in, so he was just wiped.
Yeah.
And he was going, dude, LA crowds, I every time I'm here, and I go, I finally realize what it is, man. I said, they're just too relaxed. We're 3 hours behind on all political events.
Yeah.
We tune out of everything.
Yeah.
Like, people were finding out about Charlie Kirk at 2 p.m. at a shrimp restaurant.
Yeah.
And they're going, whoa.
That's intense.
Yeah. That's crazy.
The vibes are off right now.
Honestly, yuck. I don't want to talk about that right now. And this is a man, by the way. He's an investor in a tech company.
This is a grown man.
Yeah.
Going,
ew, yuck. I don't want to talk about this.
Oh, thanks, no thanks.
Ooh, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that because we got here to do a couple episodes of the podcast like before I'm doing the show. We're starting the tour at Thursday at the United Theater.
Yeah.
And I was like thinking about going by the Improv or the store and doing spots. But then I remember that I have this like weird thing. He's not wrong with LA crowds where they can throw me off.
Oh, yeah.
Where like if I don't have a good set in front of an LA crowd, I'm like, I think Los Angeles hates me. And then I'll like spiral. So I just wanted to do the show on Thursday to be like, yo, it's just a show. You're going to a theater, do a show.
Yeah.
It's not like
it's a good call.
Gonna fuck with me.
No, bro. Cause you know, I've had plenty of bomb out here.
Yeah.
And the LA judgment when you're doing, when you're trying to be ironic and do a molested bit in the middle of the night and it's a 30% sold room. And Godfrey's the headliner.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Godfrey.
Shout out Godfrey. And then Godfrey's crowd's going. Actually, no. Shout out to Godfrey's crowds. Whenever I do that bit, there's always a 50-year-old black man in a very nice suit who goes. I'm like, thank you, bro.
I used to do it. That's so funny because I used to do a joke about my grandma. I still do it about my grandma dying. And I've had old black women in the crowd. And they go, they don't like it. I'm like, talking about his grandmother like that. And I go, I loved her. Dude, one time, I remember this specifically, at Helium in St. Louis, when I was doing the joke about my grandma asking what gluten was, and in the joke, I kill her instead of explaining to her what gluten was. There was a very old lady with her daughter in the front row, and I was like working on the joke. Like the joke wasn't finished.
And that room is close quarters.
That's what I mean. She was literally up on me, and I finished the joke, and she just to her daughter goes, not loud. I don't like this. Like that. And I went, oh, fuck. And it got me. That woman took me out of that show. I was just like, fuck, dude, I gotta make this nicer.
That room, you can hear each person's reaction to your set.
Yeah, it's like over here. Like,
yeah, just one guy being like,
no. But that woman, and she was, by the way, very polite. She like had her head down. She goes, I don't like this. And she was like,
so good, okay. Man.
You go, fuck, that sucks.
Honestly, man, I have like, I've always, you know, because you've given me so many compliments. I'm like trying to be cool about it. But like, I've always looked to you to like learn how to be nice about a fucked up thing.
Oh, wow.
I've always looked up to you, man, because in that way. Man. Yeah, dude.
That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
That means a lot to me because I think that's like one of my favorite things about stand-up comedy is you can really take some fucked up shit and make a room full of people laugh.
Oh, man.
Where like usually it destroys a lot of people and you're like, oh, this is fucked up.
If anyone's good at it now, I will say this to eternity. You are 1,000% the reason we know how to do that.
Oh, but, dude, I'm not going to retain that. Nah, I hate myself too much.
Nah, dude.
I'm going to be in the half hour being like, you suck. Why are you fucking? I will, dude, it was awesome. I'm so glad you came on the podcast.
No, man, this is
check out his special. Go to his YouTube channel.
Oh, thank you, man.
He's just hilarious on his own, doing his podcast, but also make sure you watch Death is FOMO.
Thank you.
You got like 7 bits in there where I was swinging at the air because I was that's a good joke.
That is, oh man, that's big love. That's crazy, man.
But I'm also terrible at introductions. Noel Miller. Watch Noel Miller. It's like we're at our end.
Yeah, we're at the end.
And by the way, they do that. Yeah. You'll see comments on the podcast where they go, intro your fucking guest.
Oh, they hate
Noel
it.
Noel Miller is fucking hilarious.
Thank
and
you,
if he's
man.
On your podcast, you better have a fucking snack.
Yeah, you better have a dirt cup, bitch.